The words of the gospel today from our Lord are ones that often, I think, strike us very hardly. Whoever loves his life will lose it, but whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Is Jesus telling us to hate our life in this world? Well, of course, there's a little bit lost in translation on that word hate, but ultimately, what Jesus is telling us is to have our priorities straight, to know what really matters. And ultimately, if you're looking at eternal life with God in heaven versus life on this earth, well, sure, in comparison to that, we should hate our life in this world. It is of little significance, this brief flash that we have in this temporal world compared to life in eternity with God. So Jesus tells us today that ultimately we have to have our priorities straight, to know where we're going, and ultimately where we're going is heaven. So what's the result of this? Is it misery that we hate our life in this world? Hardly. St. Lawrence today, our great example, shows us what a life lived in this sort of way can look like. St. Lawrence knew that his life was headed towards heaven. He was totally given to Jesus. And so when he was given the choice of choosing between the things of this world and the things of God, hating his life in this world just meant he was able to cheerfully give over his life to God for something that he knew was greater. We have that beautiful line from our first reading today that God loves a cheerful giver. You have to know a little bit about the story of St. Lawrence to know the significance of that. It is said that St. Lawrence, when he was given the choice to choose between worshiping the emperor and worshiping Jesus, like many of the early martyrs, of course, he chose, no, I will worship Jesus. And for that, he was eventually martyred by being grilled to death on a grid of iron. And it is, of course, told famously that as they were grilling him to death, so cheerful was he to lose his life in this world to gain life in the next, that he actually told the people who were persecuting him, I'm done on this side, you can turn me over now. The cheerful giver indeed. I've actually been to the church of St. Lawrence outside the walls in Rome, and there they have the slab of marble on which the body of St. Lawrence was actually placed, and the blood stain is there to this day, one of the relics of St. Lawrence. He was indeed a cheerful giver. But we also have references throughout our readings today to the poor. St. Lawrence is also the patron of the poor. We may not recognize quite as much today, but the role of deacon in the early church, which St. Lawrence was a deacon, we look at it today as maybe they would assist the priest and serve at the parish and that sort of thing. But in the days of St. Lawrence in the early church, the deacons were particularly those who were given over to the temporal care of the church. The deacons would take care of the treasury to make collections for the poor. It is for this reason that St. Lawrence gained the attention of the emperor, as St. Lawrence was a very important deacon in the city of Rome and was in charge, indeed, of all the church's wealth. And one day the emperor decided, I think I'd like to have the wealth of the church, and he demanded of St. Lawrence that he bring the treasury of the church immediately and give it to the emperor. Well, St. Lawrence knew that this money was not his money. It belonged, in his mind, to the poor. He was the steward of distributing it to the poor. So when St. Lawrence was demanded that he bring the treasury of the church before the emperor, he quickly went off and sold the treasury of the church and gave all the money to the poor of the city of Rome. He then gathered all the poor and took them in procession before the emperor, in which he appeared and said, here is the treasures of the church, there with all the poor people in front of him. This is the ultimate act of defiance which led to St. Lawrence's martyrdom, and it again shows us that he had his priorities straight. The true treasure of the church are perhaps the people that we would overlook, the poor in our midst. So like St. Lawrence today, we ask for his inspiration that we too might have our priorities straight, that we might look for God in the unexpected places where he is most likely to be found, in the poor. perhaps even for the teachers that are gathered here today. We look especially for Jesus in those students that come to us for wisdom and learning to learn about God. These are the true treasures of the church. If we, like that grain of wheat, willingly give ourselves and pour out our lives in service to these treasures of the church, we indeed will be cheerful givers as we set our sights on our true goal in life, life eternally with God in heaven. And that is something to indeed be a cheerful giver about.